and come back on, fall on my head first.
Backwards?
Yeah, I used to do that.
Most people would turn them.
Yeah.
Which way? Not backwards.
Somersault, make a somersault, like.
Turn it what? Pull.
Forward?
Okay. Now, when you landed like that, folks say they were doing a, have a name for that?
A belly buster.
Come up looking like an Indian?
You know what I used to do? It's all about that boy, I bust his mop.
Yeah.
We'd get a rope. We had a rope, our tow rope was about this big on that barge, on that tugboat. And we get it in the wheel. Me and that boy was going underneath that boat and cut it out. We had a big butcher knife. And we always kept a big butcher knife and a big coarse file.
Mm-hmm.
And we get it like a hacksaw, like. And we go underneath that boat. I'd stay underneath there. He'd be on one side pulling, I'd be on the other side cutting. Every time I cut a piece, he'd pull it out the way, like that. And get so long, stay underneath there so long, you know, until your ears start popping, like. He'd make signs, let's get out. He'd come out on one side, and I'd come out the other side. He'd get up and stand on a keel on that, on the bottom of that boat, but it didn't draw but 4 feet of water. And we'd stand on a keel down there and cut that rope out. No hole in nose or nothing, you know, to breathe or nothing. I could turn that water like that still and every now and then. I don't care if you're holding your breath, but there's air gonna come out. A little bubble will come out every now and then. Doop, doop, doop. It's a funny thing.
Okay, you say you jumped in the, you dove in the water and then you
came out my head first.
You come up to the top and then you did what?
Started swimming.
To get across the lake, what you had to do? You ran to the side, you dove in and you...
Well, yeah, we had all kind of ways.
you say you...
Run there, it used to be a... Nice hard bottom sand over there, of course, there where we used to be over there. Sometimes we'd be 15 boys over there, even men. They come from work, come from the shipyard, be hot in the evening, shoot, all sweaty, wet, go, but we always kept an old pair of pants over there, cut short instead of trunk, you know, bathing suit, just take an old pair of pants and cut them. Always have them hanging out there on the tree. I saw a fight over there one time. Two of the boys, he was in swimming, and he had bought him a bathing suit, and he was big. And you couldn't hold him underneath that water. If anywhere he could catch bottom with his feet, you could climb up all you wanted, and you wasn't going to hold him underneath that water. He'd throw you off. So a bunch of us jumped on him like that. Holding him, and I don't know, somebody's foot slipped in his bathing suit and caught it, and they ripped it. Boy, he got mad and he put the blame on another boy, and he reached over there, and that other boy had a short pair of pants like that. He reached and tore it off of him. Well, he was naked then, and he didn't want to come out the water because them cars used to come in over there, and we just run out there in the woods. And at the same time, you could stay over here at our wharf and see if they had somebody naked over there. So, it was the old boy that I used to bum around with. He lived right there in the back there. I used to bum around with him. Me and him was buddies. Said, somebody get me a pair of pants and let me get after him. So I run over there in the woods and I got another old pair of pants they had, and I brought it over there and he got after it. And boy, they got into a fight. They hooked up and boy, and they hooked up. My buddy hit the ground first, and that big fella was on top of him.